B-Pod Studios.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
You've got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So the Patriots will line up in victory formation, and Mac Jones gives way to Brian Hoyer for the kneel down, the handshakes, and the pending celebration for the Pats in their locker room as they take care of business against beleaguered Tennessee. The Titans came in, the top team in the AFC, but they'll depart with their fourth loss in 12 games, while the Patriots now have six straight wins to improve to 8-4 likewise. The Pats set up a showdown with Buffalo in Orchard Park a week from tomorrow night with their rout by a 36-13 final today.
Well, there you have it. There's the setup from Bob Soucy at the end of the broadcast yesterday. Patriots win another one to move to 8-4. Gentlemen, good morning. Happy Monday. Hardy, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, very, very good. Thank you. Hi.
Good.
Good.
Good. Zoe, you good?
I'm fine. Are you in a hospital? Like, is that a fire drill sign behind you? Are you in the Quincy Hospital?
No, if you were from Boston and you actually had ever ridden the train, you would know what that is. But because you've never been on the subway, you wouldn't know what that is.
Is that stolen?
It is not stolen. It was legally acquired and paid for, T-Bone. Not stolen.
I believe that.
But it is authentic, just so you know.
Wow.
Yes.
So that's the actual Wollaston train sign.
Yes. They tore down the station.
Before they ripped it to shreds, right?
Like 3 years ago, they tore it down to the ground.
Heard it's a nice beach.
And I was able to get that. Thank you very much.
That's
legally
what I
acquired.
That's what I want in my home. Pull something out of a T-stop that, you know, are known for their cleanliness and hygiene, and then put it in my home. That's a good idea. Did they not have any benches available or any of the old big industrial-sized garbage cans? Maybe you can get one of those and put it in the kitchen for the whole family to use.
I would have taken one of those, too.
big wire mesh refuse barrels?
Yeah, the kind that don't touch the ground where it's put on like a metal post, right? And so that way it's up off the ground so the rats and the mice can't get into it.
How do you dump that?
Yeah, I'd take one of those.
Dump that thing. Get a dumpster.
I love those,
nice.
Too.
It looks,
you know,
nice.
I'm a big fan of those.
It's classy. That is. Now, it is. I tell you what, that is the key to decorating using uncommon items in an uncommon way. Or
thank you.
Something. Yeah, it looks good.
Beautifully framed as well. Yeah. Thank you. What'd you think of that win yesterday?
Damn good win. I said it in the pregame that I expected them to win an ugly game, that I expected Vrabel to come in with a good game plan defensively. You had some secondary pressure that I thought, you know, got to Mac a little bit, and that's 2 weeks in a row where he sees it late. But, you know, eventually I think the Patriots will handle that and school him well on that. But I said if they end up running away with this game, you have to seriously consider them a contender going into the Buffalo game, really. Because I know there's still people that are hesitant on it. You hear the calls. You hear the talk. Like, we want to believe it, but is it real? Like, yesterday, they're starting to make, I think, football people believe that it's real. That's six in a row. That's not a fluke. You know, the streak is not a fluke. That game's not a fluke. They couldn't run the ball early. They end up running the ball late. But they're going to have to find out, you know, can Mac handle some of that secondary stuff, because you're going to see it, you know, divisional round. Yeah, here we are talking divisional round. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you were the number two seed in the AFC. As you watched that Cleveland-Baltimore game last night, you could have potentially been the number one seed heading in today.
Yeah.
But you're not.
No, they put themselves in a very good position. And the winning streak is not a fluke, as you just said, Zoe. That's not a fluke. You don't win six in a row because you stink or you're mediocre.
Yeah, where's Brandon in Boston today? I'm waiting for that call.
Like, yeah,
tell me how they're going to get their ass kicked
waiting,
for the last 6 weeks.
Wait,
he hasn't called.
A month
and
a half.
Call now. There's nothing to call.
No, he called last week.
Oh, he
did call. Yeah.
What did he say last week?
he avoided. He was speaking in non sequiturs.
I think Beetle dumped him early.
He basically avoided any logical conversation, and I think it was because there were no good coaches. He said everyone the Patriots had played, they had bad coaches. But this week was going to be different because of Mike Vrabel. And so now that one's out the window, too. But the call did not make a lot of sense. Let's just put it that way.
Huh.
It was surprising. It was a problematic call. But so, we have said the Patriots are a contender because, well, who the hell else is in the AFC, right?
The AFC's bad right now.
There's no dominant team. No. I watched that game last night, watching the Browns and Ravens, and I thought, this Browns team is the one that the Patriots just smoked a couple of weeks ago, embarrassed them. And that was a tight game that those two teams played last night for most of it, right? And so I look at it and say, oh man, Ravens-Patriots right now? How do you feel about that potential matchup, those two teams?
I feel great because I think you could blitz them.
So do I.
Yeah, I mean, the blueprint last night, and it has been sort of late, and I think Flores went after Jackson pretty good in that game too. I'd blitz him all day. And the problem is if he breaks containment, but I think you're so good on the edge with Judon and Van Noy that's not going to happen anymore. And you're going to be able to swallow him up in the middle. You sort of have, I don't want to say the same front that Cleveland has, but you know, Cleveland's got two really good edge guys and they were close. Clowney was close a lot on him last night, but just couldn't get him down. Lamar makes you miss. There's no doubt about it. But the passing game is a big issue for them. You get up on top of them, you know, 7-10 points, they're in trouble. They're in real trouble.
Yeah, how about that Mark Andrews touchdown that he had?
Oh, my God.
We're changing gears slightly here, but it's been part of this bigger conversation. That ridiculous throw, he's backpedaling. He's probably, 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage when Lamar Jackson threw that ball?
Yep.
And he throws this sort of a floater, not obviously, given the circumstances, not exactly the hardest of passes.
Yeah, J.C. Jackson would find a way to get to that ball.
That's what I look at, and I say, that ball's picked off against most teams. And so those are the types of plays I look at and say, okay, the Patriots would be better against this. And there are two teams last night that, you know, one, the Patriots beat the bag out of a couple of weeks ago. The other one that is considered a real contender in this conference, and I don't understand that ever with that team. And so,
because they get there in the regular season, but they're just the postseason is not, it's not good anymore. But Baltimore's postseason is not good.
Here's what I think we're doing. We're setting ourselves up for disappointment because the Patriots do have flaws.
Sure.
Because they're not a perfect team. And I think we have focused more on no one else is dominant. So why can't the Patriots, you know, this why not us thing that you've started to hear. Why not the Patriots? And I think it's fair to say, why not the Patriots? Look at the rest of the conference. I like Kansas City. I like the way the Colts are playing, even though they lost yesterday. But why not the Patriots? It's a fair, logical, completely right now factual statement almost. Like, okay, fine. But there are things I look at with this Patriots team, even with 6 wins in a row, not a fluke. And I say, why haven't they been able to score more touchdowns instead of kicking more field goals? There are questions like that. Why is it that yesterday we go into the game and we question Mac Jones's ability before the game, throughout the pregame? You were talking about it, so.
Yeah, the weather. Yeah.
You know, how's he going to deal with the weather? How's he going to throw the football? And I don't think he had a good day throwing the ball yesterday.
No, he was high. He was high a lot.
He sailed a lot of throws in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like that in the aftermath is it all being paid attention to. It's, well, Mac Jones put up decent numbers yesterday. He stayed upright. The offensive line did a tremendous job again. Mac Jones, over the course of this winning streak, has barely been pressured. And because of that, you know, he's done really well and he's been able to make plays. And that's all great. But I do think, you know, there are some flaws here that could be exposed down the road.
Well,
that's all.
Well, I think that was the biggest point of contention last night in the aftermath was Mac Jones. Oh, great game. And I was among those that said, he didn't have a great game.
He did not.
I don't even say he had a good game. He didn't have a bad game. He was there. And everyone wanted to look at the numbers. Look at the numbers, 310
yards.
That's
what I said to Bob. I said, does it feel like he threw for 300?
The numbers were almost identical to the Jets game. You know, which one did he look more in control and look like? I say he looked better in the Jets game. It was another point of contention for us last night. And
which defense is better, though? See, to be fair to him, that's a really good fronty face yesterday.
It's
a good safeties.
Right, and it's overwhelmingly positive. It has to be for a team that's won six games in a row. They put themselves in a position where this is a big game coming up a week from tonight against Buffalo. You have every reason to feel good about this team in virtually every aspect. But don't go out of your way to praise Mac Jones. Save that for when he actually has a good game. And to me, yesterday, he didn't throw any picks. Yeah. Good. How many were almost picks? How many of those balls?
Oh, that one in a red zone. That could have potentially been a pick six the other way.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, save the praise for him having a good game when he actually has a good game. Because if you just want to look at the box score and look at the final number, which a lot of people do in the aftermath. You know, they say they want to talk about the game and they want to analyze it. They don't. They said, what are you being so negative for? Not being negative. I just didn't want to put Mac Jones on any good list for his performance yesterday. I thought he was okay. I thought there were some real problems. The overthrown ball to Hunter Henry was a huge one.
Yep.
The screen pass down in the dirt, which he looked at the sideline like, what the hell happened? You know, was there a ghost that came down and swatted that ball out of my hand? Like, there were enough of those plays. He had enough bad plays to say to myself, okay, I'm stopping short of saying he had a good game. He had a game. He contributed. He was part of the win. That's it. You want to talk about his two touchdown passes? I'll talk about those, but from the side of Kedrick Bourne.
First one was great.
And what he did.
The first one was a great throw.
But he had enough
bad. But all of his receivers helped him, Hardy, on his on many completions yesterday. Nelson Agholor had a ball near the sticks where he had to elevate to make the catch. And had he not had to do that, he may have picked up the first down.
Yep.
And so
that comeback, though, like a couple games ago, he's thrown with anticipation before he comes out of the break, and that ball's money. Like, he waited until he saw Agholor, then threw it. And that's when you really got to, like, try to hum it and aim it, and that's where it gets away from you. You know, and I don't know if the wind affected him, if the cold affected it, the grip, any of that. But
something did.
Yeah. Something that ball was not thrown in anticipation, but that was a great catch by Agholor.
A lot of those guys were really open for him yesterday, and he gets credit for hitting open receivers. But you said it, or Beadle did. You know, the receivers did their part yesterday, and that's important. Not everyone's going to have a great game on the same day. I don't think Mac Jones had a great game. He played well enough for them to win, and I'm happy, ecstatic about where this team is headed and how they played yesterday and how they are once again showed like a slightly different way to win a football game yesterday, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
Hardy, I think you're right. I think the receiver part is a big part of the story coming out of the game. I thought all of those guys played well and helped Mac Jones in this game, and that's a really good sign. That's something that maybe we've been looking for a little bit. So let's talk more about that and more of your thoughts on the game. Something interesting about the Mac Jones 23 completions on the day, a bunch of them were with play action. I'll tell you the exact number coming up, 617-779-0985. Patriots have won six in a row, and now they've got Buffalo waiting for them next week on Monday Night Football. We've got a lot to get to today, so go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zillack and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is there anybody in the AFC that's playing better football than the New England Patriots right now? Colts were. They're giving it up today. Maybe the Chiefs, if they get hot, see what happens there.
Chiefs are playing well.
Yep. So we've sort of perfected the timing of the song now, which is better than it was earlier in the year. But
strict standards when it comes to the outfield. And of course, hundreds immediately in front of our booth and thousands here at Gillette Stadium.
It's back. Hey, it feels like Patriots old football is back, man.
No answer, I'm in trouble. You know I'm going under.
song yesterday, Zoe.
Let's play it at the right time.
For winners. It's a song for winners.
Right. So that's Sweet Caroline.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
You missed Shoot the Game, Beatle.
Thank you. It's good to be missed. I wish you could have been there. Wish you could have been there.
Next one.
Hopefully. Hopefully they don't keep me here until the end of time.
Adjust a little bit here.
What's that?
I need to adjust a little bit.
I do. By the way, I do not have COVID. I do not have it.
Correct.
Continuing to test negative.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. What Zoe said yet, which I thought was yet. Which I thought was rude.
You
no,
said yet.
It's a bad thing to say.
You
I've
said
been living
yet.
In close contact with a COVID patient for 11 days now.
Are they okay? Symptomatic?
Past his symptoms. His symptoms are gone.
All right, good.
Symptoms are over.
Great.
Good.
Now, someone else also got it along the way.
Oh, boy.
A couple days later. So that pushes back the schedule a couple of days. But, yeah, over the last 11 days, yeah. 11, 12 days now. We've had it here. And
do you have enough food?
What's that?
Do you have enough food?
You can get everything delivered now.
Yeah. Like people like drop off like stuff to doorstep. And
people
run.
Are people are dropping things off all the time. We have great friends.
You got toilet paper?
Off.
Here's a pie.
Yep.
Your blankets.
Many meals have been brought to the home.
Meals on wheels.
Meals on wheels.
You got firewood?
We got a bounce house delivered. Zoe.
Well, it's always good this time
that
of year when it's 29 outside.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you. Very thoughtful. Just came on by.
Did you turn the hose on? Is it one of those slip and slide ones?
No.
You put the ice skates on?
Just your typical bounce house with the slide built on the side.
Oh, particularly abrasive in sub-freezing temperatures. I like that. That's a good feeling.
Does it really hold its tautness? You know what I mean? Is it taut? Does the air stay in when it's as cold?
It's very, very taut.
Hurry up, kids. Get outside.
Very much so.
Go to the bounce house. It's 28 degrees.
Spend a lot of time in that thing.
Go bounce around.
How come your friends don't want to come over and play in it?
Yeah. I'm glad you all think this is fun. That's true. You guys are great.
A bounce
house. Great friends. Great friends. You are.
Well, I tried calling you this morning. You didn't pick up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the hell I didn't. Check your phone right now. Missed call, Hardy. Around
8:53, you did.
Yes. See?
Hardy's got... Unreal stories from his trip.
I'm not telling.
Like, no, you're not going to tell them, but you've got to talk to Hardy.
Oh yeah, I have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was on my way to go get another PCR test.
Oh.
Another test. Thank you, Hanover Fire Department. They're doing a great job. Love those guys.
What with building the wall around your house, COVID house. Well, not enter.
They bring Santa by on a ladder truck.
Doing a great job putting up the barricades around your property.
They run all the COVID testing. That's what they do. They continue to expose themselves to COVID people every day.
Okay.
That's what they're doing.
Good.
Yeah. No good. Get your laughs in. Get your. I can't. Oh God, I'm going to root for it to happen to one of you.
No. We don't root
it
for
already
that.
Happened to Zoe. His house was dripping
mine
with
was
COVID.
Awful. Mine was I almost died.
Just oozing with COVID.
I probably should have been in the hospital. Probably should.
Probably,
have been
I would agree with that statement.
I don't like hospitals.
I think you should refuse to go. I think you should see a doctor.
Yeah,
about many things.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay.
Set all right. Mac Jones had 23.
20. How many play action passes?
11. 11 yesterday.
11 play action.
11 of his 23.
Okay.
He was 11 of 11 on those plays. So. Completed every single one of those plays, which is why the Patriots, and this is an interesting thing that happened yesterday, so, and I think I know what your take on it would be. This was a conversation we were having pregame, and that is, I didn't know this, but Gasper has started to tell me about this. Some of the analytical people, the people that, you know, talk DVOA, which I know you just hate the thought of.
Yep, pretty much.
Hearing that, yeah. Right? There is a thought that you can have effective play action without running the ball. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. Brady did it. Yes. They weren't able to run the ball, and Brady would run a ton of play action. Remember it? Here's why I like play action. I always liked it as a quarterback. It hones you in more because you got to be descriptive with your play fake, and it's all about mechanics. It almost gets you more in line mechanically because it's a timing thing. It's snap, turn, play fake, and then it's you got to readjust your hips, square the shoulders back. It almost snaps you. It makes you hit that fifth step, and then boom, step up, and it's all timing thing, and ball's gone. So it's play fake, hit your back step, ball up, boom, shoulders are back square. It almost gets you right in rhythm. He's in rhythm on that. When you go gun and you spread and you're empty, everybody in the stadium knows you're throwing. He ain't going to run the ball, right?
Right.
So unless they motion the back into the backfield, which they'll do, and then hand it to him, hey, everybody in the stadium knows you're going to throw it. It makes it easier for the defense, I think, to defend it. When you're under center, everything's in play, run and pass. So it's 50-50. It's like, you know, going to craps table. You can play red or black. You know, which one's coming up? You don't know whether it's a run or it's a pass when a guy's under center. And I'm not talking about putting him in a gun and play fake underneath, but they've done that too.
But I think it's so much more effective when you commit to running the ball. And you're actually running the ball, which is what the Patriots have done throughout all of this, by the way. They ran the ball yesterday. They had 24 carries as a team. And I just think it works so much better if you're actually running the football and there's an actual threat, which there is with this team. They have two backs who can really run the ball. And so sometimes I don't hate that Josh McDaniels calls run plays when Mac Jones starts completing some passes and is building confidence and is going in the right direction. And I felt there were stretches in the game yesterday where maybe the offense was slowed a little bit by committing to run the ball. I don't hate it, though. I don't, because of that. Because the play action works extremely well with Mac Jones. It's been, you know, one of the things that has been a cheat code, I've heard some people refer to it as, with a rookie quarterback who you're trying to get acclimated, you're trying to get him adjusted to the league and the speed of the league. I think it's worked extremely well for them this year. And I think running the ball and being committed to running the ball is something that I think that this team should be proud of at this point, quite frankly. I think it's been a huge part of building the offense and getting to where they are now on a six-game winning streak. And their offensive line has played great. I mean, that just continues to get better and better. I thought yesterday was, again, another good game in this streak. I know Bill Belichick has sort of been asked about what the common denominator's been. And today he said that it was over the course of the streak, they've had a lot of turnovers. They've turned the ball over, which is them getting turnovers, I mean to say, which I would agree with. They did that again yesterday. J.C. Jackson continues to make plays. This defense continues to make plays. And he also, what was the other thing he said? Good starting field position.
Yeah, the special teams are excellent right now.
I just thought it was odd that he didn't say the offensive line has improved. And maybe he doesn't want to give them the credit. He doesn't want to let their heads get too big. But I thought the offensive line should have been mentioned in that. One of the common themes of this, the offensive line has been playing much better.
The biggest surprise is Teddy Karras at left guard. Yeah, Teddy was not expected to be, you know, starting at left guard. You remember the offseason, Andrews thought he was gone. We thought Andrews was going to Miami. That never materialized. They end up signing Karras before they signed Andrews, right? Yeah, that timeline of that. And then, thank God, David Andrews came back. And that solidified things for them in the middle. So Teddy's doing a good job on that left side. And the continuity up front to have the same five guys is huge. Look at Cleveland last night, losing guys, lose Conklin on the outside. That becomes problematic for you. Baltimore loses their center. He gets leg whipped. You go down. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, you know, that game goes to mud because your quarterback's running for his life. Both of them last night were running for their lives. You know, yep. Mac Jones is not getting hit the way he was earlier in the year. I thought the hits yesterday, he hung onto the ball on two of them where he could have got rid of it. And I said on the broadcast, that ball's got to be gone. He's got to be able to see that. You know, he's got to anticipate that. Throw the ball away. If it's not there on the screen, throw it away. Throw it to the guy's feet. Don't eat it. Don't take a 12-yard loss.
All right, we've got a No Bull gift card giveaway coming up at 10:50. Looking forward to giving that gift card away in about 20 minutes. Coming up next, X's and Zos. But first, Hardy with the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
to date at work.
Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm blocking left, blocking right.
Yeah, Nick plays a lot of rip and Liz matches. You know, it's a
3 or 5 technique. Wait, what's the play?
It's a combination of cover 1 and cover 3 and or some type of blitz zone.
My sophomore and junior, we would just point. We didn't switch to the read option stuff yet. We would actually point our guy out because we had a big line.
So, Brent, what did you call on today? It says here run defense.
It's time now for the X's and Zones, brought to you by Premier Mortgage Lending. When it comes to your mortgage, nobody draws up the X's and O's better than Mike and Nicole's team, and there's still time this year to take advantage of their PML playbook and put yourself in a great financial position to start 2022 by refinancing now at PMLHomeLoans.com. MB number 1562647. Zoe, what do we got?
Well, I think it's something we already touched on. It's the second-level pressure. Delayed safety blitzes, delayed corner blitzes that you have seen now for 2 straight weeks. You go back to Atlanta. It started in Atlanta. And you know, Dean Pease, you know, former defensive coordinator, he was with the Titans, with the Baltimore Ravens, is pretty good at getting pressure on quarterbacks. So you got a rookie quarterback back there that has seen a lot. And I give him a lot of credit. I think he's handled things extremely well. I think where he struggled a little bit the last 2 weeks, and I asked him this question in the postgame, do you think you're starting to see second-level pressure more than you saw earlier, you know, in your rookie year as the games go on here? And he said, well, you know, each team does what they do, which is true. You know, certain teams do it. But I don't know if you really prepared for it. If they did it, I don't think they showed it prior weeks because Josh would have had him ready for it. And it's just the delay stuff like Daron Harmon. What I would do if I was a defense coordinator, I would go man up, and I would run some of that delayed secondary pressure where, okay, he's going to see the front. He's going to dictate who the mic is. He'll get the protection down. And then you bump and run him on the outside. And I say that because you got to beat man coverage. If you go zone, it's going to be easier for him to see it and throw it. It's that second pressure where he's got to retreat, keep plays alive. And he's done a pretty good job of that when he sees it. Like yesterday, he missed it twice. And then he picked it up towards the end of the game when they started to bring it more. To keep the plays alive. He had a nice throw to Henry on a 3rd and 7. You know, I think they had a screen called on another one. But I think the more teams see that on film, the more you're going to get this. And don't think Buffalo's not going to do it. You know, they're playing at home. Crowd noise can be an issue. Now I would test your tackles off the edge. Buffalo's got a good front. Tre'Davious White's not playing. He tore his ACL. That's a big loss for them.
Another break.
Another huge break for New England. As certain guys go down on your schedule as you progress through it. But I think he's going to start to see more of that delayed safety and slot blitzes. And he's got to be able to handle it. Until he handles it, teams are going to start doing it. So that's the biggest thing I've seen. Not only yesterday, but I think that's a trend now for 2 weeks. So they had 10 days off after an Atlanta game. And I give Vrabel credit because he saw it. Hey, Dean got to him. I'm going to do the same thing. And he did it yesterday, and they got to him.
It was pointed out to me during the break that our very own Matt Dolloff, 98.5 The Sports Hub, disagrees when it comes to the offensive line yesterday, saying the Patriots did not get much going on the ground in the first half and also gave up 2 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. A fourth quarter drive and a pair of scrambles by Mac Jones made the rushing numbers look better than they actually were. Their inconsistency on offense and struggles in the red zone stem from problems up front, where no one player could be held responsible. The unit takes a step back after appearing to come together in recent weeks. I don't disagree with Matt.
I think it's a fair criticism of yesterday.
Yeah, they
got no push.
The run.
They got no push.
They couldn't get the push. They couldn't run the ball yesterday. And this goes back to what I was talking about. I appreciate that they still kept hitting their head against the wall. I know that sounds stupid at times.
You got to stay true to it.
But I haven't appreciated.
Yep.
What? Yes.
You can't abandon it.
It wasn't there. And you got to remember sometimes when your offensive line doesn't look good, it's not because they necessarily sucked or they weren't communicating or they had bad penalties like we've seen in previous games early in the season. Sometimes the other guys get paid too. In fact, every Sunday the guys on the other side get paid, and sometimes you just get beat.
Yep.
Sometimes you're going up against good players. And I think that was one of those cases yesterday where they couldn't generate anything in the run game and they still stayed true to it. They still commit to the run. And that's what my point was on that. Yeah, sometimes you're going to keep hitting your head against the wall because you stay true to it, and it's part of what has gotten this offense to where they are. And I think it's why their play action has worked so extremely well this year. Because sometimes Josh McDaniel says, nope, we're going to keep trying to break down that wall. And some Sundays, it's not going to happen for you. And it didn't happen yesterday. But in terms of pass protection, I think those numbers are skewed because of what you just mentioned, Zoe, which is that second level of pressure that you're talking about and some of these delayed blitzes that Mac Jones has not seen coming. In general, I think they've done a good job of taking the pressure off of Mac.
Yeah,
I do.
And those guys that blitz are not – that second level is not accounted for. So that's not on the line. That's on a quarterback. Quarterback's right. Got to see that. There's got to be hot routes built in, or he's got to keep the play alive. If not, throw it away. Don't take the hit. You're gonna continue to get it until you prove that you can hit it. You know, you gotta burn someone on it. And until they do that, you know, you're gonna see it. I give Tennessee credit for sticking to their game plan too through that third quarter. Like, you know, when a game turns and you get down, you know, now all of a sudden teams would start chucking it, you know, throwing it every damn play. They started to kept running and had good long sustained drives there. And then it got away from them. You know. But
you know, I look at and by the way, go to Matt Dolloff's story, 98.5thesportshub.com, his ups and downs following yesterday's sixth consecutive win for the Patriots. Mike Vrabel knows his quarterback sucks, doesn't he? He knows it. I think he senses it. He's got to know it. And every time I see Ryan Tannehill, and I know that his record as a starter in Tennessee is pretty good. He's won a lot of games. I think 26 games he's won. 26-12 is his record going into yesterday. He stinks. I'm sorry, but they had a chance in the second quarter. And I know that he's playing with absolute garbage out there.
Yeah,
he
missed that third
down. No players. He had no talent. And he had a chance to take the lead in that game yesterday before they doinked it off the upright.
Right.
By the way, many people have commented on how loud that was. When that hit,
they've really increased the mic. That's good job by the broadcast, because they've really increased the mics on those hollow goalposts.
Did we have that on our broadcast? Could you pick that up at all? Did that come through?
Yeah, it did.
I couldn't. Hear. The crowd was too loud, going nuts.
I'm sorry. But which one was it again?
The Tennessee the first off one. The upright.
The first field goal.
Second quarter.
Give me a sec.
Yeah.
All right. See if you have that. But the play before that was a 3rd and 4 play. Where he had, who was it?
It was the inside slot off Trips, and they were matched up on
Miles Bryant.
And he was
up against Miles Bryant.
On a double move.
He was on Miles Bryant.
Yeah.
And he had him wide open. He just had to lay it in there for him.
Yeah.
He had the separation. Could have had a score on that play. They took a shot on third down, and because their quarterback sucks and can't make those throws regularly, they're not in a position to, you know, do damage against a more talented team yesterday, given Tennessee's injuries that they're dealing with. But, like, Tannehill had a shot there. That wasn't on the receiver. That was on him.
No, so you missed that throw, and then ultimately you have this sound of the ball hitting the upright.
Right. Snap in place. The kick airborne to the uprights. That kick is pushing right.
It sounds like a door slamming.
It sounded more like, yeah, yeah.
Kick is pushing
right. It's like a bulkhead door shutting. You know when you slam that bulkhead door?
Yeah.
Yeah, the metal one.
Yeah.
Funk.
It was loud. All right, 617-779-0985. We will give away that $100 No Bull gift card and get to your calls coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zilak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The 3rd and goal snap to Jones. He throws it out. Back corner of the end zone. White. Pass on target. On time.
It's caught. Touchdown, Patriots. Perfect throw over Kevin Byard.
What?
As Kendrick Bourne brings it down in front of the back right pylon.
What a throw by Jones. He had to get rid of this ball. It's catch, set the back foot, and just throw a dime to the back right pylon to where Bourne can elevate. And he's starting to become a viable option for Jones. It's a four-yard touchdown. That's a big drive right there.
Yeah. Mac Jones, Patriots quarterback, having himself a good day. Good day for Mac Jones. Not a great day for Mac Jones. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 No Bull gift card, the training gear Mac Jones wears. No Bull, a brand for those who work hard and don't make excuses. Receivers with a big day. To go back to that point, receivers looked good yesterday, Bourne especially for obvious reasons, but Jacoby Myers had a good day. And, I think that's only going to help if the receivers get more involved in the offense. Still waiting for that, like, next-level thing from Nelson Agholor. But he does take coverage, man. He does. He does stretch the field, as we like to say, so he does do it for them.
Yeah, you got to watch him.
I just wish he – you do. You have to pay attention to him. Yep. I just wish that they find a way to have, you know, him have some of those big plays. I think he's been lacking in some of those big plays, and I think he's capable of it.
You see the flashes.
That's not to say he didn't have a good day.
He doesn't explode. Like, you see Jonah Smith actually get the ball yesterday, and it's similar to some of the stuff we saw in the preseason at the beginning of the year. Like, he's explosive.
He had a couple of nice catches, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the burst after he catches it. They don't have many guys that do that. Like, Bourne can do it, you know?
Yep.
I haven't seen Agholor do it yet. You know, Agholor's just the downfield guy, I think, you know.
Yeah, that is his role.
Yeah.
I didn't see N'Keal Harry get too involved yesterday. I wonder what's going on there.
Blocking a lot. And then when he was in the passing game, they put him in the flat.
Let's get to your calls in the game, 617-779-0985. Kevin is in Billerica. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing? I just wanted to get your thoughts on two things. One of those was Kendrick Bourne throwing up the deuces on his second touchdown. I think he's probably getting eaten alive in the film room today, but they've been kind of inconsistent in that calling. And then the second thing was I saw this Ben Bolin tweet that Belichick had a six-game winning streak in 14 of his seasons with the Pats, and I wanted to see if you guys thought that stat was impressive as it seems, because it certainly looks pretty wild on paper.
Well, what was the year they won? What was the two seasons they won, what, 21 straight? Or 19?
Well, they eventually won 21, right?
Yeah.
And so
Bill's,
and everything.
Bill's been on heaters before, you know, but I just think, you know, in the rebuild, call for what it is. It's rebuild, right? That was a reset year. They spent a lot of money in the offseason and they're sort of retooling this thing. But to do it on the fly like this and to be playing your best football this time of year, that's when you want to do it. He wouldn't talk about that post-Thanksgiving thing again. I don't know why he does that. Or he won't address it, but he's the one that stated you want to be playing your best football after Thanksgiving. Brady would always say it, like Coach says.
Thanksgiving.
Always want to be,
it's
yes.
Very big in the NFL.
Well, what's the difference? What's the other Thanksgiving?
The Canadian Thanksgiving. Okay. It's a reference to the Bruins.
Right. If you're either in the playoffs or not. Right. Right.
Right. Standing's very important on Thanksgiving for the NHL. But as far as Bill Belichick goes, I mean, look at the records. How many 12-win seasons have they had? You're winning that many games every year and you typically, you know, have a really good team and throw in 13 and 14 win seasons in there as well. I'm not totally surprised to learn that almost every good year the Patriots have had with Bill, that they've won six in a row. This is different, though. They started out 2-4. This, to me, is different from that, in that this is a massive sign of growth and how much better this team has become and how they've put it together over the last 6 weeks and that they're playing their best football right now. Let's go to Mark, who's in Lowell. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I was surprised yesterday how much success Tennessee had running the ball on our defense. They gashed us a couple of times, one for a touchdown before the half, and then, of course, the second big run was J.C. Jackson's forced fumble, but you know, I thought without Derrick Henry that we would be able to lock them up, no problem. Evidently, that wasn't the case, though. So, I just want to get you guys' thoughts on that.
I thought Foreman ran hard. I thought he ran really hard for them. He's got that Derrick Henry downhill lean. I mean, that's the style that they run with. That's how they coach. Their offensive line's damn good. You know, they got a good offensive line. They really do. They're big. You saw them in pregame. They're big. They walled you off a little bit. You know, hey, like Godchild said, you know, carried four tight ends, two fullbacks. So they said, we're going to line up and we're going to go at you. And they couldn't stop it. So it's credit to Tennessee for what they were able to do in the run game.
Andrew is in Milton today. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, so after the first couple weeks, I don't think I ever wanted to see Jonnu Smith play for the Patriots ever again. But, you know, it seems like at this point, every time he gets the ball, he makes something happen. Can we get him the ball a little more? And Beadle, I'm over the moon about Don Brown. You excited?
I'm very excited. Where's the harmonica, Andrew? Where's that? Why are you not bringing that to the show?
Oh, man, I didn't know if that was going to be acceptable. I will do that. I will make that happen by the end of the week.
All right, call us back this week.
When are we going to do that music segment? That's
well,
usually
Andrew
end
would
of the
be
year
perfect
one.
For it. And Andrew's all about playing the harmonica lately. That's his big thing right now, playing the harmonica. He tweets about it. So, yeah, he was saying Jonnu Smith. A lot of people had written this guy off. A lot of people think he's going to be a bust. And I don't believe that. I don't really believe that at all. The only question for me is whether or not he's going to be able to contribute in a significant way by the end of the season.
Watch him and watch N'Keal Harry. Which guy is more athletic? Okay. So there's too much athleticism with Smith for them not to say, okay, we could do this with him. It's just, I think he fights the ball downfield. I think that's part of the problem. I think on the underneath stuff, you got to find other creative ways to get him the ball. Hand it to him. Hand it to him on jet sweeps like they did yesterday. Tennessee had no clue he had the damn ball. Went right around the end. That's
and
pretty
Andrew,
explosive.
We're thrilled about Don Brown, quite frankly. Thrilled about Don Brown being the head coach of the University of Massachusetts. Let's go to Cass in Connecticut. Cass, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Zoe, one of my favorite things to do on Sunday is watch the game on TV and listen to you on radio.
Appreciate that.
You made a very interesting comment yesterday that caught my attention, that every time Harry comes in the lineup, the Patriots run the ball, which makes them predictable. And I agree with you. Now, my question is, who's gonna bring up that in the press conference to Belichick and ask him that?
Well, he'll counter that with, he's one of our best blockers, you know, at the receiver position, which he is. And I know Vrabel said your best receiver, meaning Jacoby Myers, is your best blocker. I think N'Keal's good at blocking. But the problem is, it's like bringing in that third tackle, right? Ineligible guy. You know, here we go. We're going to line him up, and we're going with three tackles because we're telling everybody in the stadium we're going to run. I think it's like 95% of the time they run the ball when he's in the game. It's a little bit of an indicator. A little bit. Now, Josh tried getting him the ball the last couple games, and he's made a couple catches here and there, trying to keep teams honest. You're going to have to do more of that. So they're going to keep playing him. And he's not going away. You don't do that with first-round picks. You dress him out, you try and play him. So,
simply because they're a first-round pick. That's basically what has saved him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fifth-rounder. He's not here probably. Yeah.
Right. He's gone. Yeah. He's not on the team anymore, but he's not. He's a first rounder, and so they're very invested in trying to make that work and turn into something. He did request a trade, by the way, at the start of the year, in case you forgot about that odd sequence of events. Yeah, he wanted to be traded. Still waiting on someone to call on him. 617-779-0985. 90 seconds, no commercials. We'll get the headlines, and then we got to talk more about J.C. Jackson because he had yet another first in his career yesterday with his forced fumble, and the price tag on J.C. Jackson may be continuing to go up. Will the Patriots pay this man? Let's talk about that coming up in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.